Alex took a deep breath, centering himself. This was what he lived for. The thrill of combat, the test of skill and strategy against a determined enemy. It was in his blood, a legacy passed down from his father. "On my mark," Alex said, his voice steady and calm. 3, 2, 1, execute. The Marines burst from their hiding spots, their powered armor carrying them across the open ground with inhuman speed. Alex headed straight for the center of camp, his suit's jump jets flaring as he leapt over the perimeter fence. He landed in a crouch, his armor absorbing the impact, and immediately opened fire. His rifle spat high-velocity rounds, each finding its mark with unerring accuracy. Terrorist soldiers fell left and right, their outdated armor no match for the advanced munitions. Alarms blared across the compound as the enemy scrambled to respond to the sudden assault. Alex's HUD lit up with threat indicators as return fire started coming his way. The rounds pinged off the armor, unable to pierce its tough hide. A rocket streaked toward him, and he pivoted and punched his jump jets, skidding sideways. The rocket detonated harmlessly several meters away, the shockwave barely registering against his protective shell.
"Scorpion 2 here," came the voice of Corporal Sarah Chen. "We've reached the fuel depot. Planting charges now."
"Copy that, too. Maybe take the scenic route next time. You're making it look too easy."
"It is too easy, Gunny."
"Scorpion 4 reporting," added Lance Corporal Malik Johnson. "We tried the scenic route to the comms array, but ran into a railgun and a football team of bad guys. We could use additional support."
Alex glanced at his tactical display, noting the location of his team.
"Copy that, 4. On my way."
He broke cover and headed toward them. High-powered machine gun fire suddenly set off alarms in his helmet, the round stitching the ground in a direct line toward him. Without panic, he triggered his jump jets and bounded laterally toward the nearest cover, the biggest of the 6 buildings and the only permanent one in the compound. The machine gun fire followed him, bullets chewing into the corner of the buildings as he ducked behind it. Bits and pieces of stone rained down on him, pinging off his helmet.
"Scorpion 6, I don't have eyes on target. Need overwatch."
"Copy that, 1, Lieutenant Weathers replied. "Overwatch has eyes on the prize. Send in your targeting data to your HUD."
Alex checked the incoming target ID and positioning data. It showed him where the heavy railgun was hidden in the overgrowth on a slight rise just beyond the cluster of small corrugated steel huts directly in front of him. Now that he could see a representation of it, he was sure he could get to it.
"Copy that, 6. Taking care of it now."